أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين. Sadaqallahul Azim. Today we discuss verse number 159 of Surah Ali Imran. In the last verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the ummah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us not to be like the munafiqeen, who say to the believers that we should remain at home, and if we remain at home and not go out in the path of Allah, then perhaps we would not meet death. Allah reminds us that death is inevitable, it will come on its appointed time. Here once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making reference to the battle of Uhud, that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had gone through grief and sorrow when they had heard of the rumor of the martyrdom of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an error on the path of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and they grieved because of that error. And now what should the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam be after all of this had come to an end? First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's general character, personality, attitude towards Sahaba and mankind at large. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fundamental reason why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's character and personality was what it was. Allah says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It was because of the rahmah, the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, linta lahum, that O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you were compassionate towards them. Allah's mercy upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that caused the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be compassionate towards the Sahaba and to mankind at large. This mercy that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala descended upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam created the softness of the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it was by this compassion that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had dealt not only with the Sahaba, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had dealt with each and every other individual that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come into contact with. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Thereafter Allah says, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was faddan, if you were ill-tempered, harsh, غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ, hard-hearted. Two things: if you were ill-tempered or if you were harsh, and if you were hard-hearted, لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, then they would have scattered away from you, they would have dispersed from you. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about two probabilities, and this is two very important aspects that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings to light. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come into this world to invite mankind towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And like that, each and every one has this responsibility to invite towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. On the one hand, to invite towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, there needs to be a great deal of compassion within our hearts. And secondly, ill temper, hardness of the heart, harshness of the heart needs to be removed. There needs to be a great deal of compassion, and this is the quality that needs to enter our hearts so that people will be able to be around us, people will be able to understand the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this was that quality that kept the Sahaba around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was that magnetic attraction that attracted the Sahaba to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This created the bond between the Sahaba and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that kept them with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and hence they would give their lives for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, with regards to the Battle of Uhud and with every other matter, fa'afu anhum wastaghfir lahum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then forgive them. Whatever the situation was, there was grief and sorrow in their hearts already when they saw the physical hurt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They saw the pain that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had gone through physically. They saw the injury on the face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They saw that he had lost his tooth. Now, if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would have expressed any other form of hurt, emotional hurt, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had shown any kind of anger to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they would have not been able to tolerate it, accept it. It would have become too difficult for the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And now look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala himself is interceding on behalf of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. First, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you forgive them. Then not only forgive them, wastaghfir lahum, you seek forgiveness on their behalf. In other words, do not show any anger to them, and now you seek forgiveness on their behalf. It was an error, it was a mistake. So first, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala announces Allah ta'ala's forgiveness on two occasions, and then Allah ta'ala now intercedes, and Allah ta'ala commands Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to forgive, and Allah ta'ala commands Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to seek forgiveness on behalf of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Allah ta'ala says, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, that usually and normally when a person becomes annoyed with someone, somebody becomes angered with someone, then they break off contact with that person. One does not want to speak with someone. So one way of breaking off contact and not speaking would be that we will not ask that person with regards to matters, important matters. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, and seek mashwara, consultation with them, seek counsel with them, فِي الْأَمْرِ, in matters of importance. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also draws the attention of the ummah that here is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the recipient of wahi. He is the recipient of revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala reveals to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the matters of the shariat, but yet in other matters, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to seek counsel with the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in matters of importance. Now this was revealed after the Battle of Uhud, but we found even before that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sought counsel and made mashura with the sahaba. We found at the time, for example, at the time of Badr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sought counsel and made mashura with the sahaba even before Uhud, whether we should defend Madinah Munawwara and remain in the city or whether we should go out. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sought counsel with the sahaba.
So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinforces that there should be a continuity with this, and we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that in matters of importance, there are two important aspects. One is istikhara, seeking counsel from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and one is mashura. Hence Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that that person that makes istikhara, seeking good from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that person will not fail. And the person that makes mashura, that person will not regret. And both are very important aspects in the life of a believer. Though both are sunnah, and a person should bring about these two aspects fil amri in matters of importance. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ And O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then when you are resolute, when you resolve, you've made mashura with the sahaba. And we found that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make mashura with the sahaba, there were occasions when sahaba would have a different opinion, and even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would have a different opinion. So people will have different opinions, but once there is resolve and you are resolute, then fatawakkal ala Allah, then place your trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then go ahead with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in your heart. For certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless it and go on and go forward. One important aspect will be that whatever Allah ta'ala has ordained, then in that there is no istikhara, there is no mashura. Allah ta'ala has commanded us to perform our salat 5 times a day. So in that, a person will not make mashwara now, and a person will not make istikhara, that should I make my 5 times salah, or should I give out my zakat? No. For that, Allah ta'ala has been clear cut. So there is no istikhara and mashwara. But in matters in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not ordained, then in those aspects, we will make mashwara and istikhara. And after that, we will put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allaha yuhibbul mutawakkilin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the mutawakkilin, loves those who have placed their trust in Allah Rabbul Izzat. So one part of our iman, one part of our yaqeen is to place our trust in Allah. And placing our trust in Allah is the act of the heart. That in our heart we have this tawakkul, we put our trust in Allah, and then we go forth, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will place barakah in whatever opinion has come out of it. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.